A female correctional officer at the Dodge Correctional Institution is under investigation for allegedly having an inappropriate relationship with an inmate. Sources tell WFDL News the officer resigned from her position this week. The State Department of Corrections says the Dodge County Sheriff's Office is investigating and they can't comment any further. The state Senate has approved a bill that would force the state, municipalities, and universities to continue paying health insurance premiums for immediate survivors of police officers and emergency medical workers killed in the line of duty. Fond du Lac Police Chief Bill Lamb testified last month at a public hearing in support of the bill and says it was difficult to listen as the widows of three fallen Wisconsin police officers testified, including Ashley Burkholz. Her husband, Fond du Lac police officer Craig Burkholz, was killed by a sniper during a March 2011 standoff.
Well, it's gut-wrenching, listening to Ashley speak, because it's here, it's home. Any individual's tragic loss along those lines, it's absolutely gut-wrenching.
The Senate passed the bill 33-0. It goes next to the state assembly. Following last week's flooding rainfall, this week's Fond du Lac High School homecoming football game is being moved up a day because of the threat of more rain on Friday. Kickoff versus Oshkosh North will be 7 o'clock tomorrow night at Fruth Field. Athletic Director David Mikulkavich says the field will have dried enough to play the game Thursday night. He says the concern is with anticipated rainfall forecast for late Thursday through Friday night, the field will become unplayable very quickly. Mikulkavich says the homecoming parade, currently scheduled for 5 o'clock Friday evening, is still to be announced as the district works with the city and police to determine the best course of action. Colin Karchner says young people are in a public health crisis because of social media. The Salt Lake City, Utah internet activist says what started out as a parody Instagram account has become a mission to increase awareness of how social media is damaging kids. Karchner and his wife founded the Save the Kids Foundation with a message to challenge social media's influence on teen mental health. And Karchner is bringing his message to Fond du Lac, speaking at the Goodrich Little Theater.
My one take-home message is that these kids need you. We as parents and grandparents have to set better examples. Our kids are struggling because they're watching us, and we're on our phones all day, too. And they need us.
The presentation is from 6:30 to 8:30 this evening and is free and open to the public. From the Murray Furniture Newsroom, I'm Greg Stensland. For more news anytime, log on to radioplusinfo.com.